and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Science is now revealing the power of eating probiotics. Right now, there are billions of these life-sustaining bacteria working in your intestinal tract to keep you well, unless you don't have enough. And here to explain this phenomena is the world-renowned expert on probiotics, Natasha Trenev. She is the founder and president of Natron, plus she's an author and a much in-demand speaker. Natasha, it is such an honor to have you with us in our kitchen today. This is a big topic that we all need to learn more about, and there's so much confusion about bacteria, the good kind, the bad kind. Isn't bacteria bad? Would you please start off by clarifying that for us?
Yes, thank you. Good bacteria are essential to our good health because 100 trillion bacteria live in the 27 feet of our GI tract. And wow. In that 27 feet, we also have 80% of our immune cells and our second brain. So these good bacteria are essential to make sure that digestion takes a proper course and that the food molecules are broken down to the right molecular size so that when it crosses the blood barrier, it doesn't aggravate those immune cells. And these beneficial bacteria are also essential to make certain that we are fueling our body and not just feeding our body. So it's really the secret to longevity and a great life if we learn not to dump bad food into our body, supplement with the right probiotics, and to engage in exercise daily. We can literally change the health of the nation.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. I just want to remind people, 100 trillion bacteria, the good kind, are in 27 feet.
No, not the good kind, that's the total. It's like an ecosystem.
Oh, total, okay.
And unfortunately for us, the good bacteria are never in the majority. One of us has a unique combination of bacteria. So there's bacteria that we don't even understand what they're doing for us. So we're just in the baby stages of learning. But that's why the beneficial bacteria are always in the minority, and that's why we have to keep supplementing because, A, as we age, we lose those probiotics, and, B, what we've done to our food supply in the last 60 years has definitely eradicated a number of the beneficial bacteria and make us very deficient, all of us in the westernized countries. And because of the use of antibiotics indiscriminately, the use of antibiotics in animals that we consume and in the crops that we eat, because crops are also sprayed with antimicrobials. So there's really, we've launched a war on the ecosystem in our gut that's translating into massive amount of chronic disease.
Well, we're seeing that everywhere. I think everybody can agree to that. So what you're saying is that odds are all of us are deficient in probiotics. So what are the five warning signs that we need to look for to take action?
Right. Well, first of all, you're not eliminating properly. And unfortunately, people make this a joke and embarrassing and they don't even want to discuss this with their doctor. But the important thing is that you should be eliminating once a day, minimally. And it shouldn't be a strain, and it should be done with ease, and because your body has now extracted all the benefits from the food that you've ingested and is eliminating what it doesn't need so that toxins and unusable byproducts are not reabsorbed back into the body and put a stress on the liver. So elimination on a daily basis is very important. The other warning sign is that you feel heavy after meals. And I think your previous guest talked about that. That's not a good thing to feel heavy after meals. That means that you've wolfed down your food. You've combined too many food items, and your body just doesn't know what to do with it. And when we feel that way, we've been taught by Western medicine to pop a pill to stop digestion and empty all that undigested food into our small intestine, where it goes rotting all the way down to the other end. So there is a consequence. Maybe you feel immediate relief, but the consequence is terrible because now the not-so-friendly bacteria are the ones who are going to be feeding on this undigested food, And that's what's going to cause the bloat and the gas and just, a horrible problem that we've done to our body without even realizing it. And number three, you're highly susceptible to colds and flu. People don't realize that 80% of your immune cells are found in your GI tract. So when you aggravate your GI tract, you're also aggravating your immune system. And it can't operate at optimal level to protect you from things you come into contact every day. So you become more susceptible to colds and flus. And number four, you have poor mental focus. Gosh, so many people have a problem focusing or having mental clarity. That's definitely a sign that your body is trying to dilute toxins and you're not able to focus because your second brain is also found in your GI tract. And that second brain has greater influence on the first brain than anything else. So you don't want to have poor mental focus. And number five, which is, seems to be the general problem, you have low energy. Vitality is everything in life. So if you're not digesting your food and the food is not able to fuel your body, you're going to have low energy and low vitality. And I want to tell all of your listeners that we think that we can replace the beneficial probiotic bacteria by consuming fermented foods. And this was true 50 or 60 years ago. But in today's environment where we have dozens of bad bacteria in our environment that are found everywhere, including on your steering wheel and on your cell phone, just consuming fermented foods is not enough. You really have to have the right concentration of the most beneficial bacteria to target both your small and your large intestine and the transient flora, because up to 40% of your dry weight fecal matter is bacteria. So I've tried to give you a two-hour lecture in a condensed version.
You've covered a lot. Well, I've been taking notes massively. I hope everybody listening has, because this is critically important. We are all susceptible to this. We are all victims of this. We need, but there's something we can do. So you're saying fermented foods for sure, but what would be your other number one recommendation for getting some billions of healthy probiotics back into our system?
Right. Well, my recommendation is that since I'm also the author of the probiotic labeling standard that was read into congressional record in the mid-1990s, I think what it is that because probiotics are a dietary supplement, they're not really regulated that well by the FDA. So right. We have a profusion of products on the market. Unfortunately for the end user, those products are basically produced by one or two contract manufacturers on the North American continent. And the people who are selling the products don't know what they're selling. I really know very little about the science and really are into generating a marketing position with a price and telling the consumer what they want to hear, but not really doing the right thing to make that end user, you, the consumer, feel the true benefits of a great probiotic.
So that is very discouraging for most of us, but I know that you've resolved it with your company, Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N,
yes.
And that you do sell probiotics, because it is confusing when you go and you see, wow, this is refrigerated, this is not refrigerated. I can order this over the internet, but it's not refrigerated. So are they living or are they dead? I mean, it just makes, that all runs through my head every time. So
Right. Everyone,
I think the best way to do this, and we tried to give you a lot in very few minutes, but go to trynatren.com. It's N-A-T-R-E-N. And also look for Natasha Natren's, I'm sorry, your last name is not Natren, Natasha's book, Nature's Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. Those two sources will help you get to the solution that you and I need. Thanks for listening today, and please look for our past episodes. They're always available on Radio MD, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And be sure to eat your probiotics, and as we always say, eat well and stay well.